In the last count we had from January to now, there's in excess of 250 reported bushfires. What is interesting is that some of these areas are being burnt repeatedly. Traditionally, we see some of these areas being burnt once a day and that's it. Now, in fact, I think in some, in the Barley area, the Kittens area, some areas have been burnt as many as three times during the dry season. So in some instances, we have repeated burns on these areas. We are seeing fires now in areas that have not traditionally been fire-prone areas or fire event areas. White cedar forest, for example. A lot of leaf litter on the ground and persons are just maliciously setting fires. In most cases, they're not setting fires to clear lands. Fires are just set maliciously. It's easy to strike a match and to light the fire. From our standpoint within the forestry department, in some cases, we cannot see the relevance of lighting fires in some of these areas. So we put them off as being malicious. We continue to experience fires too in critical areas within communities. Communities are threatened. Barley, Kittle, certain areas, we continue to face these. Look at Sion Hill just about 2 weeks ago, where fire got out of control within the Sion Hill community. Luckily, the winds swept the fires south-southeast towards King Garden along the Rich Face. It's so easy to strike a match and walk away. And in a lot of these cases, the fires are set remote to communities so that persons, it is very difficult to detect who the offenders are. We are faced with that challenge of not knowing who is doing it, even more so why, the psychology behind it, so that we can address it. And that's the challenging issue that we're facing with.